I knew at 5 years old that I would be a nurse, and I never changed my mind. So I feel like my nursing actually was a God calling. And in fact, I guess I've put my own little life label on it, and I call it more than a job. And then as I've gone through this job during my life, so many things have happened that has reaffirmed to me that it's more than a job, that my nursing is actually a ministry. It's meeting people's needs. I was supervisor on a general surgery unit, and we got a patient in named John, and he was transferred to us from Seward, from a nursing home, and he had terminal cancer, and he was dying. He had befriended a stray cat that would come to the porch, the veranda of their nursing home in Seward, and he would feed it. So when he had to leave down there to come to Providence, one of the staff there cut a picture out of a magazine of just some cat and gave it to him. So when he came to us, it was clutched in his hand, and he would not let it go. And I thought, man, this man has nobody, and he's about to die. So I told my staff, I said, I think we need to plan something here. I said, John needs a cat before he dies. I knew I couldn't bring my cat in. She was big and elderly. But my neighbor had a little kitten, wild little kitten. But yet it was small enough I could sneak it in, I think. And so I got here and went on in the room, and several of my coworkers went in the room with me. And I said, John, I brought you a visitor. And he looked around, and he didn't see anybody other than the staff. He said, well, who? I don't see anybody. And I said, here. And I pulled the kitten out of my satchel and set it on his abdomen. And again, I'm praying, Lord, please don't let it get wild. And John looked down on it, on his abdomen at the kitten. I can see it to this day, and we're talking 30-plus years ago. That kitten walked up John's abdomen to his chest, touched noses with him, and laid down on his chest and looked in his eyes. And John started talking to the kitten. John cried, we cried, the kitten purred. And for over an hour, John and that kitten communicated. And finally, I had to leave, and I said, well, John, I've got to go now. And he said, well, thank you. And then he thanked the kitten for coming. And again, the kitten touched noses and kind of purred and rubbed against him. And John handed me the kitten back, and I left in tears. And John died the next day. And I look back on that, and I think, my God, all the nursing care in the world wouldn't have done for him what that 1 hour with a kitten sneaked into the hospital did. And again, that just made me see even more. That's what it's about. Mm.